The past 13 months have been unforgettable for Kaylee Renisseth. In February 2024, the RDP curling star was picked up to represent Canada at the World Junior Curling Championships in Finland. This year, the 21-year-old from Delburn led the RDP women's team to the ACAC Championship and a berth at the CCAA Championships, which open Monday in Lethbridge. To top it off, she was named the ACAC Female Curler of the Year. "That was a big accomplishment. I'm so proud," she said when asked about the award. "I wasn't expecting it, but to get it in my final year was an accomplishment I'll never forget." "It's an award she probably deserved earlier," said RDP Curling Head Coach and ACAC Coach of the Year, Brad Hamilton. "She was away last year at the Worlds, but this year she showed off and it was well deserved." When Renisseth received the offer to join Team Alberta at the Worlds, Hamilton wasn't about to stand in her way. "Definitely not," he said. "You can't turn that down. I wouldn't say no to anyone on our team. I skipped a U20 team the last few years and I played against the girls on the other team and they knew me and they asked me to be their fifth," explained Renisseth. Kaylee only played two ends at second for the Canadian team, which placed fourth. "I curled 100%, so it was pretty exciting," she said. She also came home with a prestigious World Curling Junior Sportsman Award, which was voted on throughout the tournament by the teams. The award was presented to an athlete who showed the best sportsmanship, kindness to other teams and fair play. She also made up gift bags for the Canadian team's opponents and also watched film and scouted. "Curling has been in Kaylee's blood from a young age. My mom took me to the rink when I was 5 for my first lesson," she said. "My mom was a big curler, as was my grandfather, mom's dad, so she got me out there onto the ice as soon as she could. She always wanted one of her kids to be a curler and it turned out to be me." Kaylee grew up playing in Delburn and Elnora and eventually moved to Red Deer. Besides the RDP women's team, she skipped her U20 team up to this year when she moved into the women's division, where she finished 1-3 at the provincials. "It was a great learning experience," she said. 1-3 isn't the greatest, but we went in looking to have fun and win at least once and we did that. It was nothing to be ashamed of." At the junior level, she represented Alberta at the Canadian finals on several occasions. "The best we placed was second in Alberta, but we had accumulated points to make the nationals," she said. That experience only helped her at the college level. "She has a lot of experience," added Hamilton. "She skipped at the Canada Winter Games, the U20 Nationals and this year the Women's Provincials. She has experience calling the game, and the strategies of the game is second nature to her. She's definitely a leader." Kaylee is in her fourth and final season with the program, graduating with a Bachelor of Education, middle school degree, this year. She is in her third year skipping the RDP team. "I started out at third my first year and skipped the last three," she said. "Skipping is in her blood. She skipped at the U15 and U18 level before playing third for a brief period of time, before once again taking over as skip at the U20 level. This year with RDP, Kaylee has Kyler DeSormo at third, Morgan DeShiffart at second and Nicole Homan at lead. The women's team is coached by Eldon Robb. "It's the same team we had last year," said Renisseth, who has played all 4 years at RDP with Homan. Kaylee did play at the CCAA finals in her second year. "I do know the level of competition," she said. "It will be exciting." The championship runs Monday through Friday with 8 teams in each division. The RDP men, who placed second in the ACAC finals, will also be represented with Nick Wolznesensky at skip, Jaden Morlock at third, Reese Brigley at second and Aiden Barubi at lead. Rhett Whitmire is the spare with the team coached by Andrew Jones. "Alberta teams always have a chance," said Hamilton. "We certainly go in with a goal to make the playoffs and go from there." This will be the final competition for Renisseth at the college level. She hopes to get a teaching job in central Alberta. I hope to teach grades 4, 5 or 6 at a small town near Red Deer. That would be ideal, she said, adding she'd love to also coach curling. To share my love for curling would be awesome, she concluded. Danny Rode is a retired advocate reporter and member of the Alberta Sports Hall of Fame who can be reached at danrode@shaw.ca.